Let's celebrate guitarist Charlie Parr right now. Charlie's finger-picking skills, well, they mesmerize audiences. His songs tug deep at listeners' heartstrings. His deft storytelling skills can make people roar with laughter and then strike them silent with his honesty. But one thing he's begun doing only recently is talking about his lifelong struggles with depression. As Ewan Kerr tells us, it's a central theme of Parr's new album, Dog.
Charlie Parr lives in Duluth, but as often as not, he's on the road. He arrived in the NPR studios earlier this week after driving straight from Chicago, the last date on a mini-tour that took him down the East Coast. Driving from town to town is hard, lonely, and austere. He uses the old trucker trick of cooking meals on his van engine to save money. Yet Parr says life on the road is worth it.
I still like it because I still get to sit down for at least 45 minutes and play the guitar.
Ain't somebody gonna tell me what I'm doing here? Ain't somebody gonna tell me where I'm going? Ain't somebody gonna spend a blank minute on me and pray for an old hobo who's gone wrong?
Parr is a wiry guy with a long beard and hair that sometimes takes off in unconventional directions. He wears flannels and round glasses, but makes gently disparaging comments about hippies. You might not notice him as he walks into a room, but he's played before big crowds in huge halls. That said, he prefers more intimate performances.
At the end of the day, I'm a folk singer, you know, and the places that I feel the most comfortable at are the places where that line, that distance between you and the audience is no longer there. You know, some of the places that I like best don't even have stages. They're just like rooms with people and music. You know, that's comfortable for me.
Parr makes it look so easy as he hunches over his beaten-up but mellow-sounding 12-string or the scuffed-up splendor of his metal-bodied resonator.
Rich food has made you soft. Easy living has made you weak.
Yet while he loves to perform, life hasn't been easy. He's been playing guitar since he was young, but he also wrestled with depression for much of that time. His father's death devastated him, but it also gave him an outlet that till that point had eluded him.
Songwriting itself didn't occur to me. And when my dad died, suddenly there they were. And they were about Dad at first, and they were about grief, and they were about me being unable to deal with the grief and finding a way to grieve because, you know, he was a huge part of my life.
He's able now to write songs about other things, but they aren't necessarily happy.
When I sit down to write a song, it's not because I had a really great day and I want to write a song about this, like, wonderful day and the sunshine, and I can't. I don't know why. I'd like to, because those are great songs too, but I don't have those songs. So I write songs about more depressing things, and the songwriting tends to be, you know, cathartic and therapeutic to me. But because of that, it turns out to be about things that aren't that great, generally.
I live in a cave, deep in the woods, my heart. It's hard to leave, face up to myself.
Parr's new album is simply called Dog. It's an engaging collection of songs, ranging from quiet, melancholy ballads to foot-stomping rags. It's an enjoyable listen. Yet he says every one of the songs is about depression.
Yes, without a doubt.
Parr says the album almost didn't get made. He had the songs, but says he couldn't get it together. First, he wanted to do it as a solo album.
It's a horrible idea.
Then he decided to do it as ambient music. He called various friends and booked studio time.
And then 2 days later, I wake up to the realization of this is a bad idea.
So he called them all back and canceled everything. He thought about doing it as a rock album, but discarded that too. He considered quitting music briefly. Then he played a few gigs and decided just to record the songs as they were.
The very morning of the recording, I thought, you know, I can't do this. Let's just call it off. And I forced myself to go, and I was glad I did. And we just sat down and played. And the record took, you know, about a day to record. and most of it's first take. I mean, it's just what it is.
Roll down in Memphis town, walking in the streets from up and down. Roll down ahead of my place downtown, where the wind would come from miles around. I said, roll down, wanna dance for a while. He said with a smile, said, can't all the while. Roll down, call him Sweetie Pie, to call him Naughty Guy, to call him all the time. I said, never gonna see my home again. Never gonna see my home again. Never gonna see my home again. I'm never gonna see my home again.
I haven't listened to it since we mastered it. I don't think I ever will again. But, you know, the songs are different now, you know.
He may not listen to the album, but Charlie Parr keeps playing the songs.
At the very next show, some of these songs started changing because they're not done. You know, they won't be done. When they're done, I'll get bored with them and put them away and never play them again.
He'll do them at his two sold-out concerts, the Cedar Cultural Center, tonight and tomorrow. Tonight's show is acoustic. Tomorrow is an experiment. He's been learning electric guitar and will retool the songs for the instrument. And as the songs have changed, so has Charlie Parr's view of some of them. Take the title track, Dog.
I guess it's about a dog, but it's not about a dog so much as it is about, you know, living with depression. After it was done, it doesn't look that way. And I thought, oh, this is good, because it doesn't have to be this big, heavy monster. You know, it can be about my dog, and that's fine too.
How do you know that I don't have a soul? How can you look me in the eye? Tell me no. Soul is a soul is a soul is a soul.
Parr will tour the West Coast in December, then in January do weekly residences at the Turf Club in St. Paul on Sunday nights and Wednesdays at the Cedar Lounge in Superior. After that, he's off to Europe.
Like I said, I've been super lucky to be able to... I haven't had a job in 15 years, you know. I've just been trolling around, getting to play songs.
Charlie Parr says he's always just wanted to play guitar. That's what he does, and he wants to enjoy it as long as he can. Covering the arts, I'm Ewan Kerr, Minnesota Public Radio News.